Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody. This is Brian. Stay tuned for the end of the episode for a very special announcement. And now, Broadwasted with Bandstand. Hello, and welcome to the official Broadwasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and right this way for today's episode, that's just like it was before, so welcome home. Who I was doesn't matter, because I know a guy who knows how to breathe. I got a theory. You deserve it, because everything happens, and this is life. The boys are back, and there's a band in New York City, so first steps first, so nobody can say, ain't we proud. Joining us today are the usual Donnie Novitzky chest hair lovers, including Kevin.
Oh my God!
Love will come and find me, Jager.
That's me.
That is you. Kimberly, our game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Hi.
And with us today are the two stars of Bandstand on Broadway. From Bonnie and Clyde and Cinderella to Gigi and Newsies, these two are a pure delight to see on the Great White Way. Let's give a big Broadwasted welcome to Friends of the Show.
Friends of the Show.
New and returning, Laura Osnes and Corey Cott.
Hey. Hey.
Welcome.
Thanks so much
for joining us.
An amazing intro.
Yeah, I only...
You kind of just read our song list.
I was going to say, did you recognize any of those?
Sort of. A lot of them were kind of in order, too, I feel like.
Yeah. I literally go on iTunes and I'm just like, let's make a paragraph out of this.
Yeah. It might be my audition monologue.
Yeah.
Just that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I like that the chest hair made it in there, too.
Yeah.
That was the one thing I came away from Bandstand.
I couldn't believe the chest hair
I was like, this is really good, but like, things on that.
I came for the show, I stayed for the chest hair.
Oh, man. I'm glad the story hit you in the right way.
Yeah. When I think Bandstand, that's what I think. No, but... So you can follow them at Laura Osnes, at Nap on a Cot, where he only follows one person, Mike Feist.
It started as a joke, and it's turned into sort of a thing, so I'm just going to keep it. I'm just going to let it play out.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Really interesting newsfeed.
Very interesting. Oh, yeah. There's nothing happening ever on my Twitter.
Right.
But you'd also follow at Bandstand B-Way to get all the Bandstand news.
That's true.
Oh, yes.
But like... excuse me, I ate one of Laura's delicious cookies that she made, and the oatmeal has got me going.
So yeah, I hear you. Welcome to...
No, I'm good.
Welcome to a weekly occurrence at the Jacob's Theater. Just us eating Laura's baked goods. Yeah,
sounds great.
Yeah, I know, it's pretty great.
Yeah. Come for the musical, stay for the cookies.
Stay for the cookies.
Yeah.
I have cookies.
That's true. That's true in most Broadway theaters.
I saw it, and you keep selling me on it, and I already like it. So this is great.
Right.
Let's just start with asking you guys some questions.
Please.
I love it.
So how have your characters been directly affected by the dropping of the from Bandstand?
Immensely. I spent just so much time with, you know, I consider myself the Daniel Day-Lewis of our generation. And when you when
you,
you
grew
when
the
you
chest hair just for this.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I just grunted a lot and it came out.
Is that
what
became a dad?
Yeah, that's true.
Became a dad. No.
Congrats, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But more important things.
back to me.
The didn't affect us whatsoever.
I think their motive in putting it in there was to differentiate that it was not American Bandstand, it was the Bandstand.
Yeah. Oh, let me change my name.
And
Yeah, right, exactly.
And that really didn't affect the way that people still thought it was American Bandstand, so then they just cut the because I think Bandstand is just a little catchier,
I guess. Pops.
And people still think it's about American Bandstand, which we do podcasts like this to try to continue to tell people that it is not American Bandstand. It's quite more meaningful than that.
How does this, for both of you guys, how does this show differ from other leading performances you've had on Broadway?
Well, this is the first one I've personally created, so I feel like I've had a massive, you know, influence in who Donnie is and what. I mean, I'm sure if someone else played him, I mean, from a staging perspective alone, there's many of the choices. Andy's so collaborative that way. Outside of the numbers, I mean, that's a lot of that is on us. Mm-hmm. So anyone else that's going to come in and play these characters is going to do physically a lot of things that we created, which is the norm for a lot of shows. But even in terms of the backstory and where Donnie is from 2 years ago to now, I feel like is significantly impacted by what we've both, what Julia and Donnie have, what we, Laura and Corey have both brought to Julia and Donnie. And also, this is probably the most complex and demanding emotionally, physically, vocally thing I've ever done outside of Broadway, just school, everything I've ever done. It's the most taxing in all levels. So
I almost agree. That's one of the things that really attracted me to the role, was that it was different from every other leading role I've gotten to play. It is a very rich, emotionally complex show. Vocally, I'm getting to do things I haven't really been known for or gotten to do very often. And telling a story that's never been told and originating a role. The other role I originated was Bonnie and Bonnie and Clyde, but Bonnie is a person and there's a movie of that. And she was a real person. There's books about it. There's, you know, documentaries. This is a 100% completely original story based on nothing. And I literally am the only person ever to be Julia Trojan. And that's really special. Same with Corey. Like, we really did get to create these roles from nothing. And that was really exciting.
Yeah. This is the first time I've not felt compared by anybody else to anything. I don't know how you felt.
Yeah, no, me too. It's really freeing. Yeah. Because that's what I was saying. Even in Bonnie and Clyde, I was compared to Faye Dunaway. Right. And we were so not doing the movie at all.
But that's people's perception of it.
Absolutely.
Coming in.
And Sandy, you know, other roles are just so iconic. You get, I'm not Olivia Newton-John. I'm not even Cinderella. Like, that show was rewritten with Rodgers and Hammerstein's score to be contemporary-ish, and yet I still would get flack at the door for not being blonde.
Or Brandy.
It's true. No, it's very true. Yeah, always was a brunette. Always. So, yeah, this is cool to not have to be compared to anything or live up to anything.
Yeah.
And just tell the truth every day.
From us who have seen it, it was really interesting and fun to go in really not knowing what to expect and coming out with so much more than you even
if I had a nickel, man, I'd be
thought we were seeing like a fun like big band musical, and there are moments that are a fun big band musical, but there's so much depth, and to
and
see
then we
YouTube
all needed tissues for like especially because I had two of the specialty cocktail that your bar serves down.
Oh, there you go. Broadwasted. Hashtag Broadwasted. Yeah. What was it called? Like Donnie's swinging juice or something?
What was it? I think it was like a year. It was
a gin drink, right?
It was gin and champagne and something else.
Oh, there you go. Wow. That's all you need.
Yeah,
and I was just like in it.
There you go.
And then I was very emotional in the second act.
Yeah, that's actually I really love that. We hear that every day. We hear that because I mean, we're not a brand. There's no brand associated with us, and so people either come expecting American Bandstand, which isn't associated with us, but that's the thing that people do. People like to associate things that they know in order to feel like they're.
Taking
a warm bath or something. Right. Yeah. So when people come and they come with not with low expectations, but not knowing what to expect, and then leave with something much more, they gain more than they expected. It's it's really I don't know. I never get sick of hearing that.
No,
it's like
every day at the door, people are so moved.
Right.
And that's just really cool to feel like we get to do what we love every day, and also really impact people and surprise people with the story that we're telling.
And your cast recording is fantastic.
Thank you.
Thanks
so much.
Yeah, I listened to it all day today.
Thank you. Oh man, that's so awesome.
In preparation.
Yeah. You know, and that was
and
that.
I skipped Corey. I skipped Corey's song.
Yeah, skip my songs. Well, you probably skipped like you skipped three-fourths of it.
So I listened to four songs.
So you listened to the Level Come, the Wayne Transition.
Wayne Transition. Yeah. Actually, one of my favorite tracks.
The Proud Riff. It's called the Proud Riff.
Proud Riff. Oh yeah.
I clicked on that one first because I was like, I don't remember that song.
Yeah. You know, building it. Well. So I've only done two cast albums, but it was unique. And from what I've heard, and you can speak more about this than I can, that the other one we recorded in a day when I did the Gigi recording. Mm-hmm. And this was recorded over the course of like 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of the vocals were done because it's a union rules. You have to do it within like a course of 4 days or something.
Right.
But with recording the instruments ourselves, we had to go in and do a whole other session.
Yeah.
And then we had to mix those. And then you know, Laura and I had to do a lot of our own separate stuff because we were just so busy.
You legit have the baby.
Yeah.
Had your son like the day before we were recording.
Yeah.
So then you took like a day off to be a dad, which was great. And then came back a few days later.
Yes, very restful.
Yeah, and we opened like 3 days before that. Yeah, so yeah. It was crazy time.
So when you think of vacation, you think of that week.
Yeah. Well, no, but there's moments in the cast album where I'm like, I don't ever sing it like that. But that day I did because I couldn't. I was just, that's where I was. So it's funny. Yeah.
So let's, should we play a game?
Yeah.
Let's play a game.
Please play a game.
I have a very silly game.
Okay.
Can I have this?
Yeah.
It's my turn now. Mm-hmm. You didn't see me take a mic away from Brian because this is a podcast.
I did.
Okay.
I saw it.
I have created a game that Kevin thought he made up, but is actually a very popular bridal shower game.
Wow. I haven't been to many bridal showers.
All right, so
I was like,
there you
I'm
go.
Brilliant.
Amazing. So instead of the shoe game, which you'll find at some couple showers, this is the showmance game.
Okay.
And instead of shoes, because again, this is a podcast. Basically, we're going to get to know you guys through your own eyes, and I'm going to ask a simple question, and then as fast as you can, answer if that question applies to yourself or to your co-star.
Okay.
So at the same time?
Yeah. Okay. If you need us to count to three, we'll try.
Oh, I see. I get this one. Yeah,
so
yeah.
So for instance, if I said, who was once a Disney princess?
Laura.
Yes. Usually, gotcha. Like, you have your partner's shoe when you and right, one of your
right.
shoes.
Yes, I've seen that. I've seen this done.
That's where it came from. Very on brand. Okay. Who has the cleaner dressing room?
Laura.
I was going to say Corey, but I knew he was, the thing is, I knew he was going to say Laura, so then that's why I paused. Okay. I don't know if that's true.
I think so. I have crap
Maybe
in here.
Maybe the appearance. But in the drawers, it's a mess.
You clean like I do. Who gets to the theater first?
Corey. Laura. I don't
know. You think very highly
I feel
of
like
each
we
other.
Walk in together
we
a lot.
We always do. We walked in together today.
Yeah.
We walked
in
together.
Yeah.
We're always right behind each other. Corey has to be here a little bit before me for tuning call.
That's true.
But I feel like I usually get here about an hour 40. Before.
Yeah.
And you have to.
I usually am around that time,
5 minutes after.
Yeah. Cool.
I don't know.
Both of
we're not very good at this, clearly. Yeah.
Who is more likely to get lost?
Corey.
Who is more organized?
Laura.
Who is most likely to be running late?
Corey.
I think Laura. Whoa. I was late to Harlem a lot. When we had to go to Harlem for rehearsals, here I'm okay, but when I had to get to Harlem, that was hard for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tricky one. I feel like we're both like usually on time people unless there's like a train situation or
train
something.
Delay.
But
I usually
there's always a train
I
would
situation.
Never expect you to be like I never expect you to be late.
Neither
like
of us have
you know
like
people
a late
that you
reputation.
Have, no. You have people in your life who are like they're gonna be late. They're right. just they just will.
And you right. tell them to get there an hour before, but you don't tell them when the actual time is.
Right.
Brian,
right.
stop
right.
saying
right.
how you treat me. who's clumsier?
Corey. Laura's never
really clumsy moments.
No, Laura's never. You've never had a clumsy
yes,
moment.
I have.
Not no.
Yes,
no,
I have. I have
okay,
on
what?
The stage.
Should I be worried about you guys
I
holding
trip
my
a lot
microphone?
In my shoes. I trip a lot in my shoes, and I.
So not. It's not true.
No, that's true. Well, costume changes
are
in the dark.
Heels are hard.
Heels are rough.
Heels are hard. How, do you know this from experience, guys?
Yeah, I was a woman in a show once.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
you told
that is
story.
True. Yeah.
And I wore stripper heels. They're ginormous.
Wow.
Yeah, I was not a very pretty woman. Let's just put that out there.
Oh,
when,
God.
You're not clumsy, whore. When are you clumsy?
I feel like I'm, I mean, not necessarily clumsy, like, physically. I feel like I'm just, like, stumbling over my words and go up in my line. You know, I'm just... clumsy
who
mentally.
Did that
mentally clumsy.
I made it a goal recently to try to get Laura to go up because she's literally the most professional person ever. And I've been successful. There's been like a couple times. Whether it's me or not, I don't know, but that's happened.
One time it was.
Yeah, one time it was.
And then
Laura
just like looked in my eyes and just waited for me to.
I did not extend a helping hand at all.
Oh, no.
He's left you out there.
Oh, okay, but we had, well,
and we
sorry.
Covered it was fine.
We had a worse one the other day. But.
Who talks the most?
Oh,
who talks the most?
Yeah.
One,
I think
two,
Corey.
Three. Corey? I don't know.
Lori does. Okay, great. Who looks
depends
in the
who we're with. Depends who I'm with.
Oh.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good point.
That makes sense. All right. Who looks in the mirror more?
Probably
Laura.
Okay. I'm
who
fixing
has...
lashes and hair.
Oh, means. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Corey's perfect all the time.
No, not true.
Who has the best laugh?
Laura.
Just give us an example, thank you. Who tells the best jokes?
Corey.
He's a dad. You have that's
and
your
I have
power
all
dad.
The
your
dad jokes. And I'm in a cast of dads. So we
I'm not funny.
Who has the fastest quick changes?
Laura.
Laura.
Who has more shoes?
Laura.
Who has more clothes?
Laura.
Who's the better dancer?
Laura.
Who's most likely to flub a line?
Corey.
Lately, Laura.
Who goofs around more backstage?
Corey.
Who's most likely to go out after a show?
Corey.
I guess.
Who eats healthiest before the show?
Laura.
Corey started Whole 30 today, so Corey will be.
As of second round. Second round, as of today.
Oh, wow. Second round?
Yeah, we did
You made it through the first round?
We did it all of the month of March, a bunch of the guys and Laura. We all, yeah, we did really well.
I'm trying to do the whole 30 minutes. We'll see how
For the next 30 minutes, no more cookies. We just ate cookies.
It's tough. That's tough.
I will usually eat light, but then I do have a sweet tooth. So I'll always follow it up with a cookie, which, no. Corey might have a burger, but then he'll be good.
Yeah.
He won't do the sweets. So.
That's true. That's true.
So it depends on your definition.
Although I have like 15 paydays in my drawer over there right now. Those so are they're the best. Okay. Yeah.
Who has booze in their dressing room?
Corey.
Looking at it. Who always knows what time it is?
Laura.
Who takes longer to get ready?
Laura.
Who's a night owl?
Laura.
Oh. Who learns lines faster? Corey. Who learns music faster?
Laura.
Who learns choreography faster?
Laura.
Who wears more makeup?
Laura.
Laura.
I know. Who spends the most time on Instagram?
Laura.
Yeah, Laura.
Who has the best stage door story?
Probably Corey.
Oh, I have a couple good ones.
I feel like boys have better stories.
Yeah, I have a couple good ones. But I bet you have some good ones, too.
I have good ones. But I think it's people go a little more crazy over, like, boys than they do over girls, I think. It's different.
Not all the time, but I know what you mean. At Newsies, it was very much kind of crazy.
Well, there were two girls. And 25 boys.
Right. True.
In that show.
Do you have a lot of Newsie fans who come and are staying at the stage door?
Every day. Oh, there are many people at the stage door who just come and say, "I saw you in Newsies," and then that's all they say.
Anything. They don't mention, like, "Did you see this show?"
They just sat through this show, and they want me to
sign
the band.
Especially if you, like, leave your heart and soul on the stage.
That happens a lot. We talk about that a lot.
And they ask you to sign a Cats program.
Right. Oh, I signed Dear Evan Hansen programs once a day, probably. Yeah.
Do you think there are people that just, like, walk down this street? Because I feel like it is, like, one of the most populated streets.
Totally. Well, Come From Away gets out way before Evan Hansen and us do.
Fair.
But the Evan Hansen stage door is crazy, and we have like 50 people versus like 700 people. So
and
I think Kiki
Boots is across the street with Brendan Urie.
Exactly. Yeah, right. So we're most likely to like get some action at our stage door.
Right.
I think
people
are like, well,
that's amazing.
When was Corey Cotton, Dear Evan Hansen? Like 20 years from
right,
now?
Right.
Okay, last one. Who's had the biggest onstage mishap?
Probably Corey.
Corey.
Yeah.
I've had onstage mishaps, but have covered pretty well.
This show. We had a bad one the other day. I completely went up on a piano part, and it was just.
We had to pause
for a minute.
I've had this moment happen now twice in GG2, but where the flub goes on long enough where the audience is no longer on your side. It happens and the audience is aware of it and they're like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? And then it goes on a little longer and they're like, oh, you're still rooting for you? And then you can just feel it where it's like, they got to figure this out because this is just embarrassing now. Like, it feels like you're drowning. How both of these ones, one in Gigi and then this one.
And did they feel like they took 2 hours?
Yeah. I mean, it's in reality, it's like 15 seconds. Yeah. But like,
you did a 4 hour show that night.
Totally.
Right.
And then when
it's also live theater, like it totally happens. And
now,
and in the moment you're trying to think how do you fix this? What's the easy fix? And now if it were to happen again, it'd be like, oh, I'd come right in and say this, or I would do this.
Yeah.
But in the moment you're kind of trying to figure it out together. And then
with onstage instruments, like live onstage, that's a whole nother element too. That is like, that will take a while to figure out, you know,
I was telling Corey, it's like speaking another language on stage for a second. It's like you have all your lines in English and then you also have all of these lines on the piano that you memorized and we don't have music in front of you.
Right.
And to know the language well enough to improvise if you mess it up a little bit is a hard thing when that's not your first language.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
It was like, oh, figuring out what are those notes again? It's muscle memory for you.
Were either of you like very accomplished at piano before the show?
No.
I took for like four years when I was younger. So like I can plunk, I can read music, but I can't just sit down and play anything.
Right, you're not an accompanist. You're just like, okay, let's just follow.
No, I have like six songs in my repertoire.
Yeah. I was the exact same way. Yeah.
So,
and now you can play a whole show.
And now I can play seven songs from Bandstand. Okay.
So, so before we leave you guys so you can go to call, one last question. What can't the band stand?
What can't the band stand? We can't stand Mike Feist not waving back to us.
That's it.
That's
it.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thanks for taking time.
That was such a personal anecdote that has nothing to do with Laura.
No, I was trying to think of something clever, and that was the cleverest answer. So.
She'll take it.
Do they? Yeah. You should explain, if the fans don't know, why this Mike Feist thing is a thing.
So our theater's across from the Music Box Theater where Dear Evan Hansen is, and occasionally I'll open
Saturday
our window.
Nights, right?
Saturday nights, I try
Saturday
to do it. They have their green room has a big window, and sometimes I just want to wave through a window and have and just see if anybody's waving back at me. And sometimes Mike Feist does, and then other times, most of the time, he doesn't. And
yeah, but you're well informed by his Twitter, so you'll know.
Very
yeah,
well right, informed. Right. Yeah. He tweets once a millennia, and so hopefully we'll figure it out. Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us and taking the time. We really appreciate it.
Thanks,
you guys.
Thank
you.
Everybody, go see Bandstand. You can get tickets bandstandbroadway.com, broadway.com, Today Ticks. But we would highly suggest you sing it. We've seen it. We love it. We're going to see it again.
It's really good.
It's really good, and you guys are great in it,
along
with the rest of the cast.
Thank you so much. It means a lot. Thank you.
We absolutely love it a lot. We're having a ball, and it's pretty special.
Yeah.
Please come.
Come to 45th Street and see them. Or get the album.
Or the album.
Yeah, but come see them.
I mean both.
But both.
Both.
Right. Do both.
When you can't get tickets to Dear Evan Hansen, come see us.
Yeah. Or you know what? Just come here.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Come here. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys.
Thank
you.
Peace.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Now we're cooking.
I have nothing more or less to do.
She's terrific, folks.
Could it be?
Yes, it could.
Something's coming.
Something.
No!
Amazing.
We've been hinting for the past few weeks on the show and on social media that we have something coming up. And do you hear that?
Hear what?
That. Did you hear that? It's the cat. And it's time to let it out of the bag.
Wow. I mean, I know I helped with that, but I'm not proud of it.
Is there really a cat in a bag?
No!
Wait, what are we talking about again?
The Bachelorette?
Everyone focus. We are telling our listeners our big news.
Oh, right.
Got it. Totes. On board. Let's do this. What's our big news?
Next week, August 15th, is the beginning of something amazing. The Broadwasted crew is 1, 2, 3...
Going on vacation!
But don't you fret, Monsieur Friends of the show, Broadwasted isn't going on hiatus.
For the next 3 weeks, we're having an epic staycation.
Or a relaxing tropical vacation.
Or doing something else really fun.
We have something incredibly special and brand new just for all of you. For the next 3 weeks, you will be listening to 1, 2, 3...
Broadwasted Away!
A brand new and original three-part radio play written by our very own Kevin Jaeger.
With additional puns by pun master Brian Plofsky.
In a world where darkness doesn't only happen in blackouts, Kevin and Kimberly have vanished without a trace, and Brian has become a rundown private detective. Everyone's all right. Yes, everything's fine. But one day, a mysterious and beautiful friend of the show arrives with a clue to saving the missing broad-waisted co-hosts, and Brian suddenly finds himself in the middle of an epic theatrical saga filled with danger, intrigue, and more musical theater references than you ever thought imaginable. That was a really long sentence.
That's a very long sentence.
Will Brian reunite broad-waisted and save the world, or will everybody be broad-waisted away?
Broad-waisted away's all-star friend of the show cast includes Aaron J. Albano, Andrew Bratis, Michael Server as Lily Cooper,
Max Crumb, Hannah Ellis, Mike Feist, James Monroe Iglehart,
Jay Armstrong Johnson, Jeremy Jordan, Ilana Levine, Leslie Margarita,
Haley Pachoon, Will Roland, Robbie Roselle, Antoine L. Smith, Brendan Stimson,
and enemy of the show, Jay Schmidt.
Can we call him husband of the show yet?
No.
So the next three Tuesdays are part one,
part two,
and part three of the brand new radio play Broad Wasted Away, written by Kevin,
punched up with puns by Brian,
and brilliantly voiced by an all-star cast of friends of the show.
And during the next 3 weeks, you can keep up with what we're all doing on our time off on Instagram.
And we'll still be on Twitter.
5 stars, please.
Kevin, we talked about this.
Oh, right.
Yeah, go to iTunes.
Sorry.
We really hope you guys enjoy Broad Wasted Away, and you can tell us what you're thinking by using hashtag Broad Wasted Away. So for now, bon voyage.
Happy trails.
Auf Wiedersehen. Good night.
Enjoy Broad Wasted Away, and we'll see you in a few, you'll hear us in a few weeks. You'll hear us then too. I'm so sorry. Until then,
zoot-doo-wop-bop.
The beat, kick up the band, ticker tape in the street, take to the floor now, don't be discreet, soldier cut
and
loose,
we're back.
Hi,
it's me, Kimberly, and Kevin.
Yeah,
not necessarily in that order.
What does that mean?
We're sitting in a circle, Brian.
Yeah, but he said there's hello no first, but I announced you first.
Ah. So okay. You would have been I should have been the former and you the latter, but he switched it around.
If right. You've never listened to this show and you can't tell my voice from Kevin's, get yourself a hearing check.
Hey, everybody.
But
that was Kimberly.
We just want to thank Corey and Laura again for joining us before their show. Again, I know we literally just said it, but go see Bandstand.
Yeah, see it right now.
Yeah. Pause this. Come back later. Go see Bandstand.
Yep.
Maybe you're waiting in line to see Bandstand.
Yeah, while you're waiting, just listen to it.
You should really be listening to the album, though.
It's
so
good.
No, go in blind.
You think?
Oh, no. We went in blind, and I really liked it.
That's true. I think either way it works.
But I also think it's not one of those shows where you get enough of the plot from the cast album that it would affect
fair.
It in any way.
I think
like,
that's
if you
fair.
Listen to all of Hamilton, you're like, good God,
true.
It done. Feels into Bandstand, you're like, those are pretty songs. I wonder what they mean.
But if you're listening to us right now and you're like me, who like grew up in Florida where I was like coming to New York all the time, this cast album is a great one to listen to all the way through.
This Is Life
yeah.
really gets me. I love that song.
It's a great song. There's a lot of good songs in this,
there
on
are
this album.
A ton. And they sound great on it too, so that helps.
Totes.
But let's play a game.
Let's do it.
Cool.
Okay.
Kimberly.
For the first time in a very long time, I hold in my hands 2 Fresh Lights of Broadway card packs.
Ooh.
They're purple. They're for spring. Don't
spring.
Open them yet.
Oh, don't open
oh,
them.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just kidding. You can open them.
Brian, I got so upset.
Don't show them to each other. We're going to play a round of heads up with some Lights of Broadway show cards.
Yay!
And they're new ones, which means we haven't seen them.
Awesome.
Which also means, yes, Kevin puts them above his head.
I'm opening over my head so I don't see the cards.
Oh. Kevin, you can go first?
Yeah, I put them on my head.
Ready?
Yeah. If I Were a Rich Man.
Zira Mostel.
The show he's the same.
Sitting on the Roof.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's in Blazing Saddle. She's a hilarious woman. She's in Young Frankenstein.
Yeah,
Birda
Peters.
No,
Megan Mullally did her part
in Young
Frankenstein.
Oh, God. She
Wrath
did
of
she die?
Blank.
Khan.
Yes.
Madeline Khan.
Yes.
Yes.
Pour me another round.
Bright Star.
But who's saying
who's
that?
Emily Padgett.
Yes.
Yes. Great
Comet was just nominated for a supporting actor.
Yes, very blonde, very blue eyed.
Lucas Steele.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This is an ensemblist card. It's your... He was in Irving Berlin's White Christmas, Cinderella. It's your first name.
Kevin.
And it's something... It's a different tense of where.
But yesterday I...
War.
Yeah.
And General E. Robert E.
Lee. Kevin Worley.
Yeah!
That was a good one.
Oh, hey, Kevin Worley. he is a swing, and his 10th Broadway credit is Bandstand.
Oh my god!
So he's a swing and Bandstand.
Yay!
Okay, right. Ready?
Yes. Go.
I think it's the guy that's currently in School of Rock, but was on it was an elf at Madison Square Garden.
Mick.
No.
All right. His first name is Ariel's Prince.
Eric.
Uh-huh. And then his last name is the first part is the name of Spider-Man's real first name.
Peter.
Yes. And then.
You're your dad's.
Eric Peterson.
Yes. we saw her in Phantom of the Opera.
Allie Ewald?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's so good.
She was in the new sideshow. She was also in the Broadway version of Grey Gardens. Yes. She was in Curtains. She, her name, yeah, her first name could be a boy name, but it would begin with an A, like two A's in a row.
Erin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mackey.
Erin. Wendy's was founded by Blank Thomas.
Wendy. Frank.
No.
No.
No, Frank Thomas is a baseball player.
Sure.
I'm trying to think.
Damn, what's his name?
On Saturday Night Live, there was this guy who was like, oh no!
Erin Bill. Erin Williams.
Oh, his name is Bill. I thought it was Dave. I mean, oh.
Erin Dave.
Erin Davey.
Erin Davey. Oh my God, I'm so upset with myself.
He was Sutton's boss.
I love him. He was in
Sutton's
9
boss
to 5.
In Thoroughly Modern Millie.
He was also the boss in 9 to 5. And
wow, guys.
I saw him in See What I Want to See. My mom's obsessed with him.
Blank and Mindy.
Mork?
But a regular name.
Robin Williams?
No, but that character, if that was like a regular name. Because I forgot it's Mork, but not.
Mark?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And then it kind of sounds like a Russian thing.
He has a very
thing.
Imposing voice with a very square jaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, so. I'm so upset
what's
with
the name,
you.
What's the name of the evil dog in like those horror films that like comes after people and like
Cujo?
Yes. So it's his name kind of sounds like that.
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed with myself. It's Mark Kudish.
Yes. And I just used Cujo to try to make you guess it.
I'm so upset.
And this is there's an award named after this
there's
for
also
whoever
a theater
wins the
named
tour.
After her.
Like best Tony tour.
She has alliteration in her name.
Helen Hayes.
Yes.
I get Helen Hayes.
I know.
Mark Kudish.
I really couldn't think of a good way to describe him because I just named all the stuff he did and then you were confused.
No, I'm so upset with myself.
And I loved him as a youth. So
as a youth.
he was Birdie in the 95 made for TV movie Bye Bye Birdie.
Heck yeah, he was.
Yeah.
That's why I have a crush on him.
Jason Alexander. So it was Jason Alexander, Vanessa Williams, Mark Kudish, but George Wendt played Harry McAfee, and Tyne Daly was Meg
Peterson.
Wait,
and Chyna Phillips was Kim McAfee.
Wait, really?
Yes. How did I not? I mean, I didn't know who she was then.
That's so funny.
Chyna Phillips?
From Wilson Phillips.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, good for her.
It's so funny. Anyway, that brings us to the end of our episode. And don't forget, starting next week is the radio play written by Kevin, Broad Wasted Away.
Woo. Yeah.
We can do a quote to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where did all the happy endings go? Where can all the good times be? You must face the age of not believing, doubting everything you ever knew until at last you start believing there's something wonderful in you.
Are you just trying to stump us now?
Wait, no. I feel
like Kevin would know this. It's your girl.
My girl. Name?
No, it's Angela.
Yeah.
The movie that Angela Lansbury is in.
It's Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
It is Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Oh, well, I've never seen that.
The
so
age
I don't know.
Of not believing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Anytime someone says Bedknobs and Broomsticks, I think they're referring to the Mary-Kate and Ashley movie, Double Double Toil and Trouble.
I love Double Double Toil and Trouble.
That's a great movie. With what's the witch was played by. She was mm-hmm. She played the grandma in the Beverly Hillbillies movie. She was on Mary Tyler Moore as like her like kind of sassy friend.
Still playing
not
heads
Rhoda,
up?
But
oh, no, Cloris Leachman.
Cloris Leachman. There yeah. you go. She was on Mary Tyler Moore, right?
Yeah. Frau Blücher.
She was the Sutton Foster part.
No.
I'm drinking beer.
Terry Garr.
We forgot to say it.
Oh, yeah. We're all drinking beer.
Yes.
I just took a sip and I was like, I didn't tell anyone.
So Terry Garr
yes.
was the Sutton Foster part.
And the Cloris Leachman was the Megan... No, Cloris Leachman was
Megan
the...
Megan Mullally was the Madeline Kahn part.
Cloris Leachman was the Beth Level part?
I believe so.
Speaking of Bandstand.
Ah, oh. Pulling it back.
But the it originated with Andrea Martin.
Yeah, but I saw Beth Level, so...
Don't forget, follow us on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter at Broadwasted. You can rate and review us on iTunes.
Five stars, please.
And don't forget to subscribe to us while you're there rating and reviewing us.
Yeah, do all of those things.
But as we end every episode...
Zoot-doo-wah-bomb!
Cheers!
That was cheers.
Plastic gloves.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.